Question from Nandasut Govind Prabhu. When a soul leaves the body, it is understood to be surrounded by mind, intelligence and ego. The question is, where does the present karma and past karma reside? And how is it taken into account during the next birth? It is said that one is born only with the prarabdha karma and the sanchitta karma is kept in account. Answer. By the word karma, we can either refer to the actions or the reactions. So here the idea is that where are the karmic reactions for what we have done in this life stored when the soul goes to the next life? The karmic reactions are of two types. One is that every action that we do, it produces a psychological reaction in terms of increasing our inclination for that kind of action. Every time a drunkard drinks, the inclination to drink becomes stronger and stronger till it becomes an addiction. So that is one level of reaction. And the other kind of reaction is the external event that is going to happen to us, the suffering that is going to come upon us. As a suffering or the good, depending on the kind of karma that we have done. So these two are two distinct. So we could call them the psychological and the physical. Although it's not such a simple differentiation, because even the karmic reaction eventually can come in the form of something that agitates us psychologically. But let's, to keep things simple right now, let's differentiate in two ways, psychological and physical reactions. So physical reactions can be somebody may meet an accident or get a disease or get legal complications. Now the psychological inclinations that result from our past karma are stored in our own subtle body. So the subtle body actually consists of not just mind, intelligence and ego, but also the chitta, the consciousness. Actually the original consciousness soul is called chit, sat chitananda, and the consciousness of the soul that is rooted to the material world through the body, subtle and gross, is called as chitta. So actually in this subtle body which goes with the soul to the next body, those inclinations are stored. Just as in this life also, the reservoir of desires is the mind. So the mind is going to the next body, and similarly the desires are stored there in that body also in the mind, and the mind continues from this body to the next body. That's why different people are born with different inclinations. Some people are born kleptomaniacs. Kleptomaniacs means people who have a very strong inclination to steal. There was a king of England who, when people would come to visit him, and he would steal their footwear. Now he was a king and he had absolutely no need to do that, but he was a kleptomaniac because that was the inclination that he had got from his previous life. Now, regarding the karmic reactions that are going to come upon us, where are they stored? Actually, there is a whole system involving the devatas, especially Yamaraj and his assistant Chitragupta, and ultimately the super soul who supervises the whole thing. So normally speaking, when a soul is sinful and has to be judged, the soul goes between this life and next life to Yamaraj's court, to Chitragupta, reports to Yamaraj, and then Yamaraj assesses and decides the reactions and the way they are going to come. So the karmic record is stored with Chitragupta. Now of course Chitragupta and Yamaraj are agents of the super soul, and the super soul also remembers everything. So the super soul is there in our heart, and when we talk about the karmic reactions, what exactly do we mean by the storage of the karmic reactions? We are talking, we may sometimes simplistically use some sort of quantification. Okay, this person has done this much bad karma, so this has a count of 10. This has a count of 25. And then there's a total of 35 counts which has to be given back to a person. in terms of some sufferings. Okay, and this suffering means 5 counts, this suffering means 20 counts, this suffering means 10 counts. So we may think of karma in terms of quantified units. But karma is not as simple as that. It's much more complicated. But the broad principle is that the super soul and the demigod in charge of giving punishments, that is Yamaraj and the Sitin Chitragupta, they store the records. Now, Yamaraj is normally looking after this, he oversees the sinful people. So then what about the people who are no longer, who are not directly so sinful? So Yamaraj, if some doesn't have jurisdiction over them directly, he's of course a part of the whole system of cosmic governance under the Supreme Lord. And that system of governance does control all reactions, good and bad. So, in the case of our pious reactions, the primary or the ultimate, not the primary, the ultimate store of the all the records is with the super soul. The super soul is situated udasina vadasinam, is situated detached. But detached doesn't mean that he is indifferent or not too inactive. Detached just means that he is not emotionally involved directly. He acts like a judge. So the judge is engaged and the judge is assessing the extent of the crime and deciding the extent of the punishment. The judge is not emotionally involved. So the whole system of cosmic government is there, presided by the super soul, which arranges for the karmic reactions to come upon us. Now, what do we mean when we say that we begin with the prarabdha karma? The prarabdha, beginning with the prarabdha karma means the kind of body that we get. That is the first installment of our karma. Some of us may have a tall or a short body, a good looking or not so good looking body, maybe born in a wealthy or a poor family. So life is, if we consider to be like a marathon race, then it is a race which seems to be inequitably distributed. Some different people have different starting points in the race of life. And the different starting point is determined by our different past karmas. So in that sense, the prarabdha karma gives us the body that we start off with. It's like the starting vehicle or the starting point, whichever way you want to look at it, two different metaphors for understanding this. And the remaining are ultimately stored with the super soul, and they give us, and he arranges through the appropriate agents at the appropriate times for those reactions to come upon us. Of course, as I said, the super soul doesn't necessarily have to be directly involved. The super soul supervises and he allocates. And as different reactions come in different ways, there are different devatas that may be involved. Just as we say that a particular person may have a bad period in his or her life because of the influence of Saturn. So that indicates that that particular karmic reaction is coming through the medium of Saturn. And Saturn is ultimately governed by the super soul, by the Lord. So that way the Lord is the ultimate judge and the ultimate allocator of the sentence, but he is not the executor of the sentence. The executors will be different depending on the specific kind of karmic reaction that is to be delivered. Thank you.